The invasive emerald ash borer, a green beetle native to Asia, first showed up in Michigan around 2002. Since then, it's made its way into Indiana, decimating ash tree populations in the northeastern part of the state. Greenfield City naturalist Joe Whitfield says he's been keeping an eye on the tree that came down last week, but when he noticed an emerald ash borer exit hole in its trunk earlier this year, he knew it'd only be a matter of time.
We decided the best thing to do is just cut it down, and when I cut it down, I got to looking at the rest of the tree. You know, I couldn't see. It goes high up, and I stopped counting at 20.
That's 20 more trees with boreholes and undoubtedly more in Greenfield's Riley Park. Whitfield estimates the park contains about 130 ash trees, about 70% to 80% of the park's total tree population. Indiana Department of Natural Resources entomologist Phil Marshall says the dying ash trees and Greenfield indicate the beginning of what he calls the killing wave in and around Hancock County.
They've been there for a while because it takes 3 to 5 years before we see any symptoms of the trees that are infested, and usually about 5 to 7 years after before the trees die.
Marshall says areas south of Hancock County will likely see signs of infestation within the next few years. He says homeowners should consider removing already infected ashes and replacing them with a variety of other species. For 90.1 WFYI News, I'm Christopher Ayers.